All right, so now we're going to go to the next item, which will be the ICFO report. This is a 15-minute report with three motions in it. So it's, we have an optimistic schedule
Chair,
here, and let's see how we do.
Chair, yes. Fred here. I thought we added my little segment on the
right.
listserv.
Thank you. I was looking at the old agenda.
Wait, wasn't that after this?
Oh,
let me go back.
So,
yeah, it was to add mailing list after interim CFO report.
Okay. Well, I didn't take any notes. I apologize. Is that what you recall, Fred?
No, but I'll go with it.
You'll go with that. Okay. Well, thank you. We'll go with the secretary's notes. I think that's appropriate. Okay, so it's 9:41. So at 9:56, we'll see how we're doing here. Okay, Anita, the floor is yours.
Thank you. I just want to take the opportunity and talk a little bit about the cash flow that I sent out late today. My apologies, I forgot that we were under that we were supposed to send them out per email individually. But if you have it in front of you, again, it's called the cash flow projections. And it might, if you have it in front of you, it was just right at 8:15. It does start with some notes, some assumptions, and the consolidated tab at the bottom.
You should remind everyone you have to open this.
Yes.
Open it at the top of the center top of the page. Click on open with.
Question, was this sent out today?
Yes.
I don't have this.
All right, Paul. I know I sent it to you, but let me say it again because I had to pay attention, real attention to your email address. Let me send it one more time. But for the interest of time, I really am not going to cover it per se. I just wanted to talk a little bit about how to read this report, if you will. So hopefully it will make sense. I just sent it.
Okay. All right. It'll get here in a bit, I'm sure. So you go. Please go on.
Well, what I wanted to say again, these are assumptions. We're assuming that the central services remain at the current rate because we've been working on this report for probably, I don't know, two months easily. Again, the calculations primarily on revenue are based on averages. So if you bear with me, if we can go to KPFK, if you have it in front of you, to click on that tab. And if you're looking at it on your phone, I agree that the tabs are different on the phone, I think, versus my desktop. Have you received it, Art Paul?
Yeah, I got it.
Good. Good. I'm encouraged by technology then. But if you go to the tab KPFK.
I see it, Anita. I see what you're talking about.
Great. Thank you, ma'am. So anyway, my point of this, and I think we had this conversation, when you look at the cash balance on the top, that's really the cash position that the station is for each month, and you can see that it does go into a negative beginning in December. I will say for this particular station, listener support was something that I received from them, so it's not an average, if you will. It was retrieved from discussion with them.
Does that, Anita, does that mean that the December numbers are actual numbers on listener support?
Well, it's not actual. We actually determined that maybe it was doable, but no, they're not at 230 yet. But they felt that with the plus drive and also counting till the end of the calendar year that maybe that was achievable. And again, the other revenue numbers like car donations and what have you, community events are all, that probably should be zeroed out unless they're doing that by virtual, are averages from prior year. I'm looking at 19 and 2020. Expenses, that is a real number, if you will. It's not an average. And we also took a hard look at some of the expenses. Again, and to my knowledge, right now it is in a negative cash flow. Again, not knowing what receipts are for this week as of yet. Was there a question?
This is Sharon.
Yes, Sharon.
Okay. Okay. Just helps me to, probably you'll tell me that I just like to confirm that what I'm thinking is what's happening. So if I'm just looking at this and what I see like in December, I know their estimate, what you just said. And you're estimating on line 36, the total cash received is $250,000 approximately. And so then when you say total cash out on line 46 before central services, $341,000. So it's that difference that's giving you the line up there in the yellow that's the cash balance?
Yes. Yes.
Okay, so then that doesn't include even the central services payments, even though you said in the assumptions that they are included.
Well, we're assuming that they're being paid, but yes, you're right. In this case,
okay, so you're not actually assuming that they're being paid, actually. I mean,
right.
Honestly.
Right. You're
okay.
Correct.
Okay.
But, you know, we have to assume that things will get better. But as I said, I've spent a lot of time in phone conversations trying to determine and hoping to get some real hard numbers, something that makes sense. So, again, I think we'll get better as we move forward on it. But I think at some point, soon, we probably need to address how we address the shortfall, if you will. And we'll probably
I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Can I just make a suggestion?
Yes.
Perhaps it would be helpful to have another line that's the cash balance with central services included. I mean, you know, especially since we've heard the discussion at the last NFC meeting about how important the central service payments are to the national office and to keeping Pacifica running as a whole. So maybe it would just be helpful for our understanding and knowledge to have another cash balance line that shows what that would be if the station were making the central service payments.
We can do that.
Okay, thank you.
Chris Corey for the stack.
Go ahead, Chris.
Oh, okay. So it looks to me like you actually have factored in as if they were paying the central services, even though it's pretty clear they're not going to be able to. If you look at line 55, it shows a net cash gain. The cash balance is a running total. So if you look at the November number, it says about $18,000 in cash. That would be an assumption or probably an actual. And then if you look at line 55 for December, it shows negative 132. So if you subtract 132 from the positive 18, that's where you get the negative 115.
Exactly.
So the assumption is actually baked into this report. Those are not month to month changes. That's a running total of cash as it moves along. So in the far right column, for example, for March, they're at negative 157. That would be a total. It's not just for March. In fact, March on this report is gainful.
Right. I was not looking.
I appreciate that.
No problem.
Thank you.
But again, my only comment is personnel costs is pretty accurate or pretty close to what it actual and other related expenses. And we essentially, how we even came up with these numbers was by requesting an outstanding accounts payable report for those things that have not been paid and have not been accrued either. Any other questions?
Anita, Fred, could we get that outstanding accounts payable be provided to the NFC?
Yes, sir. I can send you the one from the previous week or so that was given to us. I'd like to see it on a more frequent basis, quite frankly, because it's really hard to just make these assumptions without really looking at some good data.
The motion we have.
Yes. And frankly,
Chris Corey again. Sorry, Anita, go ahead.
I was just going to say, Chris, if they're not being keyed in Great Plains, we can't run those reports, essentially, because they don't exist. So they're not adding them in as they come along. Not in every case, of course. Go ahead with your question.
Sure. Do you mind, James? May I interject?
I don't mind, but I just want to advise everyone we're going to need to extend shortly, if we're going to keep going on this item, and I do want to get to the motions, some of which address this additional information that Anita is saying that they need to do this.
I just have one very quick question. It's probably a yes or no question.
Of course. Go ahead.
Okay. So January is typically a fallow time for the network in general, and that's reflected in these books. There's approximately a negative $200,000 deficit for this station alone. I'm wondering, in a month like January, when the station is low on cash, I just want you to confirm that if, for example, just using the tab that's open right now, KPFK, if they ran into a $200,000 deficit as projected, where would that money come from? And I'm believing that would be it would have to come from an interdivisional transfer, since there's not adequate cash at the national office to actually facilitate that. Can you confirm or deny that? And if you deny it, I'd like another explanation.
No, correct. It would have to come from another station.
Okay, thank you.
Yes.
All right, I'm going to ask if we can get a motion to extend.
This is Teresa. I'll move we extend for the whole meeting or for what?
I think we need to, we have the motions that are on the agenda that are to address some of the questions that Anita is discussing. And
I move that we extend 15 minutes.
Yes, I think that's good. Yeah, thank you, Teresa.
Okay.
Is there an objection? Hearing none, please go ahead, Anita, if you weren't finished.
I think I'm about finished because really I think it would be in everyone's interest if they have an opportunity to kind of review it at whatever level. And I'll be happy to meet again individually or as a group to just go over it. Because these numbers, as you well know, as soon as we close November, are going to change to actual. So, and hopefully with continuing information, we'll be updating those revenue numbers and expenses.
I would like to ask you, Frank, I would like to ask you to be frank with us and ask you coming off of Chris's question, if there is no way that we can do this without an interdivisional loan, and if there is not enough money in any of the other divisions to cover this deficit, and I understand there may be some money that we're not fully cognizant of, but what would be the recommendation for how to deal with this? What are we looking at here?
Well, I mean, I'm concerned because right now, at December, and again, I can't imagine no income coming in, but let's say even if you have half of that, you would have to borrow to make payroll for next week. I mean, you'd have to borrow it from another station or the affiliates.
I'm sorry.
Could Fred be recognized?
Go ahead, Fred.
Yeah, I'm very distressed by the numbers that you're showing here for KPFK. I think the $230,000 on listener support income is probably close to what is coming in during the fund drive from the numbers I've seen. So I'm very distressed because I think payroll is going to be a problem either at the end of this month or in the first month of January. That's all I have to say.
I think so, Fred. But that number came from an email from NEL. That's why I'm wanting to see something from Allegiance, quite frankly.
And I think that in addition to this, you know, we have January coming, which is traditionally a lean month, as is February. So I think we're up against a rock and a hard place. I'm trying to get you, Anita, to suggest what might need to be done. Not taking the bait.
I'm sorry. I mean, obviously, I think it's probably time to trim wherever you can in expenses. I know that our history for the organization is not good to borrow money. I think the last time that I heard on the news, the bill, the new PPP is waiting for the president to sign off on. That folks, we've already heard from a lot of banks, actually, even the one that, and I think Lydia has already inquired into it, to be able to apply for some funds, up to the $2 million. I realize that's not immediate, but I think that is certainly a possibility. But I think
Duane should have said.
I'm sorry. I think Anita was about to finish her sentence, Duane. Were you done, Anita?
Yeah. I didn't realize.
I think I am, sir. Thank you.
Okay. Go ahead, Duane.
Yeah, I was mulled to sleep, not really, until I heard her mention PPP or the bill, rather. I don't believe anyone has read in that bill other than PPP allowances that likely will be the same, which was only 2.5 months. I don't see and haven't heard, certainly haven't read the 5,700 pages. But I've been paying very close attention, and it doesn't say yet that there has been a reauthorization of EIDL loan money. So that's what we'll need to be looking for and listening for.
Right.
Whether there is a reauthorization of EIDL loan money, because we still will be limited to the 2.5 months with the PPP, and I'm almost sure we'll get it. But that doesn't solve any of the systemic problems
right.
that we need to. And cutting, obviously, there are some stations that can withstand that, but I know KPFT is at the bare bone. Cutting it likely is just closing down the station, if that's the option the foundation want them. I just wanted to throw out there, though, all of us out of here, our ear open with news reports, researching online to hear those few words, out alone, reappropriation. And that would give us some hope that we would be able to get the original amount that we could have and should have gotten before. But as long as Carranza is in, we may be waiting several more months for a new director of SBA to make a new rule, because she's the one that made the rule of the $250,000. And EIDL loan existed for the last several years under FEMA, and the limit was $2 million. But it was Carranza, the current director of SBA, that reduced it to $250,000. So those two moving parts are going to have to change.
Thank you.
I was reading an article in Forbes magazine that I thought indicated that there was $20 billion set aside for a new EIDL loan, but I may be confusing that with the PPP.
Well, notwithstanding the fact that they have made some special considerations, as I read the reports that have been given. Nobody's had access. Even the Congress didn't have access to the law itself. But as we hear these reports, we have to be careful with the sources, of course. But there has been special consideration given to nonprofits that hopefully will give us a little more light of the day than even previous considerations. But if you heard about a $20 billion allotment, I would be very careful to read the fine print, largely because this president coming in has made a commitment that since minority-owned businesses were neglected and in many cases denied outright wrongfully, that some of that money is going to be set aside specifically, hopefully, for what is described as minority-owned business.
Yeah, thank you, Dwayne. And it also made mention of not just nonprofits, special consideration for nonprofits, but it was news outlets and nonprofits. And they also... there was also money for targeted to, unfortunately for us, organizations, special funds for organizations with 25 employees or less. Of course, that doesn't apply to us.
Right, right. But I think we'll get the PPP. I don't think there's any question about that. But that 2.5 months, it goes very fast. So we still have to do the cutting that most folk don't understand, especially on the PNB and especially some of our stations. KPFT, I love to talk about KPFT because it's one of the few that don't have union contracts and union in the way, and that's why it's been cut down to nothing. But yet FK and FA and WBAI, with those union contracts, people need to understand that it's very restrictive. And in order to cut folk, you got to spend money to cut money. And I don't think many of us understand that concept.
Is there anyone else who would like to comment?
Fred.
Fred.
Just for your own
information.
Dwayne, just for your own information, KPFK is currently without a union contract. Our contract expired a number of months ago.
Believe me, I've been at the PNB with reports on a biweekly basis. I'm quite familiar that you do have a contract, It's just not been renewed. But under union rules, you're still operating under that old contract. Know that.
Okay, I'm going to ask if we can move ahead now. We've got three motions to consider and not too much time left in this item to do so, and we're headed towards our time certain as well. So I'm going to try to move this along by offering a motion at this time. And the motion, as read when we read the agenda, is the NFC requests that the PNB pass the following motion. Quote, in order to promote transparency and accurate and timely accounting, it is resolved that all units will provide NEDA with view-only access to all of their credit and debit card accounts for verification or review. And the motivation for this is going to be the same motivation for the following motions for the most part, and that is we're in a cash flow crisis, as was just discussed, and we need to know where all of our money is and all of our indebtedness is, and we need to be able to identify it quickly because there are a variety of things that could occur that would push us into a situation where we couldn't make payroll or make other payments, and this could be very bad. So that's the motion. And does anyone have any questions or any? Does anyone wish to discuss it?
Could you read that again, please?
I will. It's in order to promote transparency and accurate and timely accounting, it is resolved that all units will provide NETA, N-E-T-A, with view-only access to all of their credit card and debit card accounts for verification or review.
Request any objections, please.
But Mr. Chair.
Pardon me?
Could I point out that on November 24th, we passed a motion that said, the NFC requests that the PNB pass the following motion. In order to promote transparency, it is resolved that all stations will scan copies of their daily bank deposits. This just adds a credit card and something else, right?
That's right. It's similar language. It's just specifically adding that credit card and debit card statements. It's something that they don't have at the moment. They're not getting that.
Can I call the motion?
Yes. Well, I was just waiting to see if anybody else had any other comment. Yes. So let's. Is there any objection? Hearing none, we'll consider that approved. The next motion is, and it's very similar language. I divided them in case there was, you know, sentiment against one. I didn't want all three to go down. The NFC requests that the PNB pass the following motion. Quote, in order to promote transparency and accurate and timely accounting, it is resolved that all units will provide NETA with a monthly list of outstanding accounts payables for verification or review, said list to be delivered by the seventh day of the following month. This is what Anita just mentioned a moment ago, that they need to have this information, you know, accurately and quickly. And this is not unusual. This is how other businesses operate. And so there's nothing unusual about this. We're just bringing us into conformance with good business practice in reality. Is there any discussion? Is there any objection to this motion?
Can you read it one more time?
Sure. There's some boilerplate language. Well, I'll read it. In order to promote transparency and accurate and timely accounting, it is resolved that all units will provide NETA with a monthly list of outstanding accounts payables for verification or review, said list to be delivered by the seventh day of the following month.
Thank you.
Thank you. And just to motivate again, it's really just to put a fine point on what NEDA needs quickly.
James, I do have one question regarding this motion and the next one because it has the same date attached to it.
Yes.
Anita, just a quick question. Is it reasonable to assume that outside vendors or whoever it would be that would be billing us would submit a bill in a timely enough manner for this to be compiled in the manner suggested?
Well, if bills are as they're receiving them on a daily basis, they should be keying them in to, you know, a subledger, a subsidiary. All we want to do is have a total of that, if you will.
I understand. Let me rephrase what I just said. So if for example, an outside vendor was on providing monthly billing, would it be reasonable for the individual stations to have received that monthly billing and be able to, you know, open the envelope, pull out that information, extract it, and compile it by the seventh day of the following month? I'm just asking whether that's logistically possible.
We do it daily.
I understand that, but that's on a continuing basis. What I'm asking is, okay, I guess you've answered it. I'm suggesting that it might be a rather narrow window to squeeze through for monthly billing. But
and frankly, if we don't get it all, that's fine. What we're trying to achieve is to be able to do a month end close by the 10th or the 15th of the month, and we can't do it not knowing.
Okay, thank you. Thank you for the explanation.
And if I could just add, Chris, I think you understand that if a bill doesn't arrive within the given month, then that goes into the next month's report. I think you understand that. So
I do indeed. Thank you.
Yeah. So let me ask if there's any objection. Hearing none, we'll pass that to the NFC. And here's the last one. The NFC requests that the PNB pass the following motion. In order to promote transparency and accurate and timely accounting, it is resolved that all units using Allegiance membership software will provide NETA with a monthly report showing revenue by cash and pledges received for verification or review. Said list to be delivered by the seventh day of the following month. Any discussion? Everybody understand what that is, what that means?
Fast question.
Yes, our Paul.
I've heard that not everybody wants to use Allegiance. Is this an issue, or is this saying everybody use Allegiance?
No, it's saying, I'll read it again. It's be it resolved that all units using Allegiance membership software. Allegiance has an easy function where you can do this, and that will just help them.
So it's not something. So there is no clash here with those entities that don't want to use Allegiance?
No.
Okay, thank you.
Any other questions or discussion?
May I ask, can you tell me which ones are using Allegiance right now, which stations?
KPFK is, I think KPFA still is. WBAI hasn't started yet. I don't know about PFW or T. Can anyone say?
We're not using Allegiance yet at W.
Okay. And Anita, do you know if they're using it at T?
I don't know.
I think I doubt it.
I agree with you.
Okay, so again, it doesn't apply to anybody who's not using it.
Right.
And as Anita just said, she'd be willing to work with people, you know, if there's any difficulty. This is just to a formality to kind of ask people to hurry up. It's, again, it's a normal business practice, but in the time of cash flow crises, we need to at least do normal business practices. So, is there any objection to this third motion? Hearing none, we'll consider it passed, and we'll move it on to the NFC. Now, I must say, unfortunately, it is 10:14 by my clock, and we did not, once again, get to the central services formula. would anyone like to extend?
This is Teresa. I move that we postpone the discussion of the central services formula until our next meeting.
All right. I think Chris agreed to that in the last meeting with the proviso that we get to it, and now we haven't.
Right.
So I'm sympathetic
to that. Can I comment?
Can I comment? Go ahead, Chris.
I would like to suggest that perhaps we should, and I know that everybody has a full schedule and has tons of meetings, and it's really annoying to have to meet all the time. But it might be because the budgets are going to continue coming in, and they're going to continue to need examination, which is our primary duty at the NFC. I think it would behoove us to have a special meeting to discuss the central services formula, just a single topic special meeting. And if the body is amenable to that idea, I'll work with James to work out a date for it. But the first Tuesday of January would seem to me to be an optimal target for that special meeting. And I think we could bang it out in an hour and go on with our lives and have that tucked away. But I really would like to do that if it's amenable to the body.
I'm going to go ahead, Dwayne.
Well, it seems to me that we have had ample discussion about this matter. And it seems to me that one more hour of discussion is not going to make a difference for me in voting the options that we have before us. One more meeting. It is one more meeting. And I'd like to start the year off trying to cut down on this appetite we have for meetings on top of meetings on top of meetings on top of meetings. And this is a guy who's on every P&B subcommittee with the exception of one or two and other things committed too. But I'm not complaining. I'm just simply saying that when we can expedite and when we can already have our minds made up, what I'm proposing is, why don't we poll before we make a motion of moving it forward, or postponing it, or kicking it down the road? Maybe some others, like myself, have my mind made up. Correct me if I'm wrong, Mr. Chair. There are but two options on the floor that we're going to consider, or are there more?
Point of order.
Go ahead, Chair.
I don't believe we've extended the time for this meeting, so I do think we should just do an extra meeting, but if we're going to do this, we should at least extend the meeting, and I really don't want to start entertaining another motion at this point.
I move to extend for 10 minutes. I move to extend
for
10.
Thank you, Chris. Any objection to extending for 10 minutes?
Yes.
Yeah, sorry,
I object for extending.
Was that Nick?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, so we have an objection, so let's go to a vote. Our Paul?
Have we lost our secretary?
Our Paul, are you muted? Our Paul, can you hear me?
1 second.
Oh, there he is. Okay, good.
Okay, sorry I had to go to another room very fast.
No worry. So we're looking to take.
I was.
We're looking to take
minutes.
A vote on extending for 10 minutes.
Who's making the motion?
Chris Corey.
Okay. One second here. More fun. I've got a tangled cable. All right. The motion is to extend the time for the meeting, I gather?
Yes.
Yes.
10 minutes.
Time for the meeting by 10 minutes. Please answer up when you hear your name. Sharon Adams.
No.
Teresa J. Allen.
No.
Teresa J. Allen?
No.
I'll come back. Did you vote?
Allen said no.
No, okay. Thank you. Nick Arena.
No.
Fred Blair.
Abstain.
Chris Corey.
Yes.
Dwayne Lark. Dwayne Lark. I'll come back. R. Paul Martin. Pass. James Sagerton.
Yes.
Anita Sims.
Yes.
Nancy Sorden.
Yes.
Polina Vasiliev.
Yes.
Okay, going back, Dwayne Lark. I don't hear Dwayne. R. Paul Martin. Okay, was that Dwayne Lark? R. Paul Martin, abstain. 5-4, 3 against, 2 abstentions. 5-3. Well, that's not a two-thirds vote.
Okay.
Chair, did you hear that? It's not a two-thirds vote.
I did hear that, yes. So that means since we're out of time, we are adjourned. And I'll just ask if perhaps our poll or someone would be willing to volunteer to poll the committee to see if anyone wants to and have a special meeting, and if so, when.
Let me know. I will be on the special meeting.
Thank you, Anita. Is there anybody who can do that, poll the committee? All right, I'll have to figure out how to do it myself. Okay, I'll do that.
I think we can call a special meeting with just having a couple members of the committee. But I'm not certain about that. Never gotten into this position before. So thank you, everybody.
Do you need unanimous consent? Do you know if you need unanimous consent?
Okay. I don't believe so.
I'll look it up.
Yeah.
Let's look it up. You can help me. All right, we're adjourned.
You.
Unfortunately, we ran out of time, so we're adjourned. And we'll continue. Thank you, everyone.
Thank
Happy
you.
Happy New Year.
Good night.
Thank you.
Good night.
Bye.
Good night, all.
Good night.
Thank you, James. Thank you, R. Paul. Happy New Year, all.
Thank you, all. Merry Isaac Newton's birthday.
Yes. Isaac Newton's. Happy Isaac Newton Day.
Merry Christmas.